The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
All right, well, if you haven't heard, then you've been living in a cave somewhere where it's deep and dark, which is what people are hoping for, deep and dark. The path of totality is what people are looking for because there's a total eclipse coming, a total eclipse of the sun. Gives you kind of that Pink Floyd feel, doesn't it? David Barron here, author of American Eclipse, a nation's epic race to catch the shadow of the moon and win the glory of the world or something like that. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Small towns from Montana to Tennessee to Nebraska to South Carolina are booming along the track of total blackness, 100%. No major cities get completely blacked out, although Clemson, South Carolina, is at 75%, Paducah, Kentucky, 77%, Jefferson City, Missouri, 77%. This is quite a big deal for a lot of you. I mean, I just talked to a guy over the weekend. He's going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is right in the path
of
totality.
That's where I will be, yes.
Yeah. So, Jackson, you got a room. Nice place, by the way.
Well, I booked my room 3 years ago, and I'm not kidding. But actually, the places you mentioned, Paducah and Clemson, they will see the total eclipse, as will Nashville. Nashville sits right in the path of totality. Kansas City and St. Louis are both partly in the path of the total eclipse, and then the rest of the metropolitan area has about a 99% eclipse. So there will be millions of people whose homes will be in the path of the moon's shadow, and I tell you, millions more like me are driving in to experience it.
I love that album by Van Morrison, Moonshadow. Anyhow, I did. It's a great Van Morrison album. Anyhow, so this doesn't happen very often. To be quite clear, David, this is a fairly rare event. How long has it been? How long will it be until we see one again across the continental United States?
Well, so, yes, the total solar eclipses are extraordinarily rare from the perspective of any given location. That is, if you wait for one to come to you, you're probably going to have to wait several lifetimes because only about once every 400 years will a total solar eclipse go over any given point on Earth. However, about once every year and a half, there's a total eclipse somewhere on the planet. It just doesn't go over very much of the planet. So it's been 99 years since a total eclipse last crossed the United States coast to coast, although 38 years ago one did cross the Pacific Northwest. So it's been almost 40 years since a total eclipse visited any part of the continental United States. However, we're about to get lucky because next Monday, of course, we have one. And then we only have to wait 7 years, which isn't very long in terms of these things. In 2024, a total eclipse will cross from Texas to Maine. And so that's going to miss Michigan as well, but it'll go over Ohio. It won't be too far away.
Well, that's okay. You know, I've decided to stay home and cover it from here. I remember, you know, we did the whole thing as kids with the pinhole and the cardboard and all of this. But why did you become so fascinated with the eclipse? You booked 3 years in advance. Why the fascination?
So, as you say, you've seen a partial solar eclipse, right? And I had certainly seen them when I was a kid. And those are interesting, and that's what Michigan will see on Monday, an 80% partial eclipse. And if you make a pinhole projector, so you take a piece of cardboard, poke a tiny hole in it, don't look through it, but rather let the sun shine through it onto another surface, and you'll see the round circle turn into a crescent as the sun turns into a crescent. Or get yourself some eclipse glasses with really, really dark frame lenses.
Get the real ones, though. I have to jump in here because there's some bogus ones being sold all over the place, apparently, that will not protect your eyes. It can be very dangerous for you, and you could actually damage your eyes by looking at this, correct?
Correct. And so, yeah, there are some cheap knockoffs that have gotten out into the marketplace. But you should still, I mean, that's getting kind of late, but there are some places that have safe ones. The American Astronomical Society has a list of vendors you can trust, And if you go to my website, which is American-Eclipse.com, I have a page of information about the August 21st eclipse, and down at the bottom, you'll find a link for the American Astronomical Society. But if you get safe eclipse glasses, you can watch the sun turn into a crescent. And as I say, a partial eclipse is interesting. A total eclipse is fundamentally different. And I saw my first one in Aruba in 1998. It actually went dark in the middle of the day. I saw stars and planets come out, and I actually got to see the sun with the naked eye like I've never seen before. It's called the solar corona. It's the most glorious thing you've seen in the heavens. It looks sort of like a wreath woven out of tinsel. It just shimmers in outer space, and you can only see that if you're in the path of the total eclipse. So I know it's only it's less than a week away, but if anyone can get down to St. Louis or Paducah or somewhere in the path of the total eclipse, I would encourage them to do it.
You need to get fired up. you sound like a kid just the day before Christmas. Now, the good news, looking at the map here, David, the southern tier of Yellowstone National Park and the entire park of the Grand Tetons will be in totality. You could not have found a more picture-perfect place to spend your time and enjoy this on American soil. And it looks like the weather report, it's going to be clear skies, as it's always clear skies in August in Wyoming.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. But also I want to go to Wyoming because so the book that I've just come out with called American Eclipse tells the story of a total solar eclipse that crossed the Wild West in 1878. And actually the book, a lot of it is set in Wyoming because among the folks who came out to chase the eclipse was Thomas Edison, a young Thomas Edison who had just invented the phonograph and just before he invented the light bulb. He came to Wyoming to sit in the path of totality and to study the sun at the time it was eclipsed. So I'm following in the footsteps of Thomas Edison by going up to Wyoming.
See, there you go. Another Michigan native, Thomas Edison, standing
Correct.
In the path of greatness. David Barron, greatly appreciate it. American Eclipse is the book, The Eclipse Coming Monday. Gosh, have fun out there. Sounds like a very spectacular time.
Well, I wish you clear skies.